Welcome to the Pet Insurance Guide podcast, and I am your host, Dr. Doug Kinney. Today's guest is Dr. Carrie Marshall, who is a veterinarian on the staff of Trupanion Pet Insurance Company. We'll talk about her background prior to joining Trupanion, as well as what she currently does at Trupanion, and her experience with electronic medical records and the impact this may have on the future of pet insurance. We'll then talk about how to minimize the possibility of a claim being denied because of a pre-existing condition. We'll also discuss getting pet insurance for a newly adopted puppy or kitten, as well as pets adopted from rescue organizations or shelters who may be older. You'll hear her mention Avimark, which is a veterinary practice management software company. Avimark is just one of several such companies that provide software for veterinary hospitals that allows them to schedule appointments, send reminders, produce invoices, and some also offer paperless or electronic medical records. Avimark has just come out with an addition to their software that will allow veterinary hospitals who use their software to provide quotes to clients who are interested in pet insurance from Trupanion, Pet Plan, and Embrace. If their client already has a policy with one of these companies, the hospital can send in the claim electronically on behalf of the client. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast, and there is a link to Trupanion in the show notes. Now let's go ahead and get right to the interview. I'm pleased to have with me today as a guest Dr. Carrie Marshall, who is the Executive Vice President of Customer Experience at Trupanion Pet Insurance Company. So, Dr. Marshall, exactly what does that mean and what do you do at Trupanion?
It's a very broad title, customer experience, but very important. What I'm doing is looking at all of the touch points that we have with our customers and trying to improve each of those touch points. The main one being, obviously, is when they have an issue with their pet and want to process a claim. How do we handle that and how do we make sure that not just that it's efficient, but that we handle the needs of the customers and do that in a very personal way and simple, we really want things to be simple for them and easy since they're going through a rough time with their pet usually.
How many claim adjusters or people handling claims do y'all have?
We have close to about 80 people at the headquarters, and about 40 of those handle claims.
Wow.
In one way or another. And so we're pretty high touch, and we're scaling up as we're growing. We're growing so fast that number changes really almost every other week. Each claims person handles anywhere from 20 to 40 to 80 claims a day. It all depends on what type of claim it is, how much time that takes for each of them.
Well, the good thing is Trupanion's policies are pretty simple, so I assume that would help in working through claims.
Yes, they make it simple. And if there's any gray area, I've been sitting with the adjusters and we go through these kind of gray areas, we pay the gray areas too. It's just, this medicine is not black or white, and we do the best we can to be fair to everybody, obviously, but we also understand we're all pet owners here at Trupanion. I have three dogs and a cat myself, and so we all put ourselves in their shoes every day.
Well, that's great. I was intrigued with your background at Banfield. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Banfield and your experience with them?
Yes, I had a wonderful, wonderful career at Banfield, 16 years. Started pretty much when we began. We had 30 hospitals. Banfield has over 780 hospitals now. Really got to educate a lot more consumers about good veterinary care and had electronic health records from the beginning. And that's the area that I moved into over time after I was in a hospital and then started helping open hospitals and then moved into more of helping with the systems, including the electronic health record called PetWare. So I was, for the last 8 years, have been helping to make sure that that system works for our client. So that it was just an extremely rewarding career, and I'm hoping to come to Trupanion and help put some of that experience to work, helping with these systems as well, and making sure that it's not just systems, it's how you're interacting and helping pets every day.
Because of Banfield size, they are able to give the veterinary community statistical analysis of all sorts of things, right?
Right. They just recently had a state of pet health report for 2011, which took years full of data and showed trends. So we're seeing trends in pet health that are similar to people. They're getting more, diabetes is on the rise, obesity is on the rise. And so there's trends in pet health that we can see from the large number of pets that Banfield sees, as well as the data, the way it's collected. It's easy for people to enter their medical records, and then it's easy for Banfield to collect that data and then give it back to the profession.
I especially was intrigued with your involvement with the electronic medical record, and I know that already, and probably even more in the future, is going to have big influence in the pet insurance industry and how claims are handled versus how they've been handled in the past.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think that will help us get payment to the customer sooner. That's the whole goal, is because it's pet insurance operates differently than human health insurance. The repay system's generally to the pet owner, and if that's delayed for any reason, just trying to collect medical history and process the claim, then that affects how that client can pay for it and get that care. So we're really focused on how do we get the information so that we can get those claims checks out much quicker in the future, or even do it electronically to people's bank accounts so they have it at the time that they're having the care. That's our end goal.
Well, how do most pet owners submit their claims to Trupanion?
They're mostly through fax. Obviously, fax is the most popular way to do it. They can do it through email. There is a beta test going on right now with Avamark doing e-claims processing, so we'll be getting some processing right from Avamark's system into an email and into our claims team.
So this is so that the veterinary hospital can quickly, electronically go ahead and submit the claim on behalf of the pet owner directly to Trupanion through their veterinary software. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And also the medical records, right? So that's the big challenge. The claim, submitting the claim is the easy part. It's, understanding the medical records and doing that medical record review quickly.
I know when you start talking about veterinarians submitting claims on behalf of clients, red flags just go up everywhere because veterinarians envision, like in human hospitals or human doctor's offices, a whole department devoted just to, handling insurance claims. But I think what we're talking about here is if it can be done electronically, as far as submitting a claim and the medical record, it'll actually save time. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I certainly understand, having practiced for many, many years, how busy a veterinarian is every day. And every minute you take out of their time to process, a claim or to handle insurance would take time away from them helping pets. And that's not our goal at Trupanion. We are definitely dedicated to building easier work environment for them, and certainly electronic is usually much easier. Not everybody's using electronic health records yet, but they're all using electronic invoicing and processing that way, and that's a good start to help integrating our systems and taking that hand and manual work off of the veterinarian.
Okay. I also wanted to talk with you about pre-existing conditions, and specifically whether Trupanion does medical record reviews during the application process automatically, or if the pet owner requests it. Do y'all do that?
We do medical record reviews. We do it sometime after enrollment and either at or before the first claim. We're trying to figure out, you know, how to get that done sooner so that it's easier at the first claim time. But we also understand people are busy, and sometimes it's hard to get all the medical records right at the time that they're enrolling. So that's one of those challenges we were talking about earlier, about if we could pull it up electronically, we could get it much quicker and be ready for that first claim.
When the pet owner files their first claim, if a medical record review hasn't been done prior to that, does Trupanion pretty much automatically request the medical records?
Yes, and we go back 2 years before enrollment. There's a lot of times that you've moved and had different hospitals, and it's tougher to get that. So we just have to go back a couple of years.
You know, I think as far as the pre-existing conditions, from what I've been able to find out, that, you know, if the pet owner is honest with the insurance company, I assume that y'all have, when they apply, a series of questions you ask also about the pet's medical history.
Yeah. Honestly, the veterinary profession and pet owners in general are very honest people. Occasionally, people get busy. You know, sending medical records by fax, I think, is our toughest challenge. I think getting that moved into electronic format and submitted that way will really greatly, it'll make veterinarians much happier and certainly our pet owners, because they get that settled much quicker. We also do pre-approvals, so that helps. So if you're getting ready to do like a very large surgery and you're concerned about how much insurance will cover, you can get a pre-approval done. And while we don't cover pre-existing conditions, we do cover congenital and heritable conditions. So a lot of those can be covered for the client.
You know, the reason I ask about the pre-existing conditions is that, you know, I've been advising pet owners, if the pet insurance company will, when they make an application, to go ahead and ask if the pet insurance company will do a medical records review, just to try to eliminate down the road surprises that they weren't expecting as far as when they actually do file a claim, something being considered pre-existing.
Yeah, I think that the best thing is just to have a really good examination done, you know, prior to signing up, and then you know, that really helped, you know, us process those claims. Whereas you enroll a puppy or kitten on it, there's generally no pre-existing conditions, or very few, if any, and that's a great situation then, because there's very few medical records to go through because they're young, and the chance of more being paid for each claim is bigger. And I just think it's the right thing to do for your puppy or kitten.
Does Trupanion still offer their first month free coverage for puppies and kittens that have been seen by their veterinarian and deemed healthy?
Yes, we have a certificate program for puppies and kittens. So the veterinarian can hand them the certificate. They go online and sign up. And it's a great program. The first 30 days, we waive the waiting periods for any condition, and, you know, so they're activated. We waive the deductible for those 30 days, and then they can decide at the end of 30 days, you know, what deductible they would like. But it's a great way to introduce it, you know, and hopefully their pet wouldn't have anything in those 30 days, but sometimes they do. And so they get a chance to kind of experience what our claims team is trying really hard to do, a really good experience, and kind of introduce them to who we are, too. And for the veterinarian, it gives them a good tool to talk to them about pet insurance without having to feel like they would have to be an expert. And they can say, hey, you can just try this out. It's pretty low risk. And then they can get their questions answered.
Very good. In talking about pre-existing conditions, and you brought up something a while ago that I think is important for pet owners to know about is if they, as so often happens, adopt an older pet from a shelter or a rescue organization, what's the best way to handle that as far as getting coverage? Do they just need to have the pet examined by a veterinarian so that you kind of know? I know you don't know the real background, but at least have a starting point with an examination.
Yeah, that's a good idea just for getting any new pet, especially if you have other pets in the household. Of course, you want to get it examined by a veterinarian to make sure there's nothing infectious. You don't know, no mites, no nothing else, no infectious disease. But for insurance purposes, you know, they could sign up, want to get them off on a good start. And there will be occasions where there are things going on that, you know, that they didn't know about when they adopted the pet. And we understand that and just leave it up to the veterinarian to determine was this happening earlier, you know, before we got it or not. And so, if there's gray areas, we generally go ahead and favor the pet owner on those gray areas.
You know, that's a good point because I know in talking with or reading blogs and so forth about pet insurance, it's not uncommon for people to adopt an older pet. And some of them have a misconception that, you know, I can't get insurance for this pet because it's older or, you know, I don't know its past and, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, it's too late, you know, the pet's not insurable and so forth.
Yeah, and I would definitely say that's not true. And I've even had some of my friends call me up and say, oh, my dog's too old to do this. And I said, it's not. You know, one of my friend's dogs are 13 years old and they enrolled. You're right, they just assume that insurance company wouldn't offer that, but certainly we do. We certainly want to help those pets as well.
Well, let me ask you, I've run across this just in the past week. Someone had a 10-year-old pet or they adopted a 10-year-old pet and they just automatically assumed that, or maybe they've done some checking with two or three companies and they said, you know, the premiums for this age cat or dog are just, I can't afford it. So I guess my thinking along those lines are, still, you can insure that pet. You might have to accept some things like a higher deductible or copay or, you know, something like that in order to be able to afford the premium. I mean, what would you recommend in a situation like that?
Yeah, each situation is different, but when you go onto the site or call into our call team, you can choose your deductible, which will help your monthly payment. So with some people, they might have a reserve, so the higher deductible is fine. And some people would just rather pay it monthly, and so they want a lower or zero deductible. And we give you that choice just so you can tailor it to what your needs are.
How much counseling, so for lack of a better word, do you do when pet owners call and they say, you know, I mean, I have no idea what deductible I need or anything like that? Do you all go through some questions to try to help them determine what might be best for them?
Yeah, we certainly ask what they're thinking of paying monthly. You know, we may spend a while with some people trying to figure out how they can afford to get, you know, the care they need to their pet. And that's important time spent. And one great thing is, you know, everybody's questions are a little bit different, so we don't really follow a script. We just try to stay on that phone with that person until they get their questions answered.
That sounds great. Anything else you want to add? Anything more about Trupanion or anything that you'd like to add?
Trupanion is an organization built of a lot of people that have pets themselves. And, you know, I'm a veterinarian, so I'm very in tune and dedicated to making sure this works for that partnership between the veterinarian and that pet owner. And I think I've sat with the call center and with our claims teams, and each of them, you know, really in their heart of hearts cares about those pets and all those people. And insurance is unfortunately not used enough in America. In the UK and Europe, it's much more widespread. You have to 25 to even 50% of pets are getting insured there, and whereas here it's less than 2%, right around 2%. So there's so much opportunity for us to kind of reinvent pet insurance so that it works for pet owners, and that's a pretty exciting place to be.
Well, there's going to have to be some changes, in the way pet insurance is done in this country, I think, for a large, like you talked about, 25 to 50% of the population to pets to be insured. And I've talked about that or written about that in my book and some of the frustrations that I've seen in attitudes toward pet insurance, even in our own profession, I think is quite honestly a very limiting factor in the growth of pet insurance.
Yes, both my parents are veterinarians, so I've been in the industry for a long time, and it does need to change. The attitude about pet insurance needs to change, but first, pet insurance needs to change, and it'll have just a tremendous impact on, pets' lifespans and the care they get and the quality of life they have.
Well, I sure do want to thank you, Dr. Marshall, for being a guest today and answering all these questions, and I look forward to talking with you in the future about some other things also, because we've only touched the tip of the iceberg today.
Well, it's been a wonderful time talking with you, and I thank you for all that you've done to help educate the profession as well as pet owners about pet insurance. I've read your book, and of course, when I first joined Trupanion, I had to get all the experts' advice out there about pet insurance, and your book was the first thing they handed me. So,
wow!
Thank you so much.
Well, I really do appreciate that, and y'all have a great weekend up there. Okay.
All right, we'll do. You too.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I was doing this interview, I realized that even though the episode was specifically about Trupanion, there is a wealth of information about how pet insurance works, as well as some tips and strategies that you can certainly apply to your own situation. So spread the word about the podcast to your family members and friends who have pets, and even your veterinarian. The show notes for this episode can be found at PetInsuranceGuidePodcast.com, where you'll find links to things talked about in the interview, and you can also subscribe to the podcast so you won't miss any episodes. I want to make you aware of the Pet Insurance Toolkit, an all-in-one research guide to help you determine if pet insurance is something you should consider purchasing, as well as information about all the companies that offer policies in the United States. There are links to get a quote from each company, read reviews, read a sample policy, and contact each company for more information. It includes worksheets that allow you to compare all the companies side by side and choose the one that makes the most sense for you and your pet. The toolkit is available at PetInsuranceToolkit.com. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview and learned a little more about pet insurance than you knew before listening. And until next time, remember, health insurance isn't just for people anymore.